Bamitzia Perikhei Mishnah Vav. Ein Mekablin Tzon Barzel Misrael. One cannot accept Tzon Barzel. Tzon Barzel, just it happens to be we're dealing with Tzon, sheep. You can't accept sheep from somebody as an item that Barzel means iron, but it just means that you're accepting upon yourself full responsibility no matter what happens to it. Goes up in value, down in value, gets lost, anything. You have to return exactly the way it was given to you. That's a loan. And we had in the previous Mishnah that even if you take half responsibility upon yourself, that means half of the item is a loan, and then there's an issue of ribis on that half. All the more so in this case, it's pashut that this would be a problem, as the Mishnah says, b'nei shu ribis, because this is ribis. And the only reason it says this, the Rav says, is agav, the next case, which we're going to see, is mutter, which is avo makablin son barzel mina ovid kechavim. But you're allowed to accept son barzel from ovid kechavim, because there's no iser of interest, lending or borrowing from an ovid kechavim. V'lov mehenu malvinoi son beribis, as the Mishnah says, you can borrow from them and lend them beribis. V'chein beger toshav, and also by ger toshav. I might think by ger toshav that we shouldn't hurt a ger toshav as much as an ovid kechavim. Nevertheless, there's no issue at all, there's no iser to lend or borrow from a ger toshav. A ger toshav, by the way, is a non-Jew that accepts upon himself sheva mitzvos b'nei noach. Even though there's a mitzvah l'achayoso, there's no mitzvah to not lend him with ribis. Malvi so ma'osav shel ovid kechavim midas ovid kechavim. One is allowed to lend out money from a non-Jew with the non-Jew's das. What's happening here is the following, the Rav explains. Let's say Reuven borrows money from Troy. And Reuven is borrowing money with interest. Reuven then meets Shimon. Reuven's about to return it to Troy. Shimon says to Reuven, hey, I want to borrow that too. So Reuven says, okay, let me ask Troy. Reuven goes to Troy and he says, can Shimon borrow it? So what has to happen here, the Mefarshim explain, is that Troy actually takes the item from Reuven and Troy gives it to Shimon. This is Midas Ovid Kechavim. It's more than Midas. It actually means he's involved. It can't just be where Reuven just says to Troy, hey, Troy, I can give it back to you. Do you mind if I give it to Shimon? He'll continue to pay the interest from now on. That you can't do because that's as if Reuven is lending it to Shimon. It has to be in the Ovid Kechavim, in Troy's Rishus, and then it's not a problem for Shimon to then continue to borrow it with Ribbis. Because now he's borrowing from the Ovid Kechavim directly. Avalomi Das Yisrael. But you can't do it, not this way. You can't do it with the Das Yisrael, which basically means that you didn't give it to the Ovid Kechavim. It just went straight from Reuven. That you can't do. And this is the way, this is the Mahalach, the way the Rav learns. Other Rishonim learn differently.